Hello and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike and I play with no faces on the field.
I'm Kevin and I'm about to play the heck out of a Mamoswine soon.
Dude, I am going to be playing Unite like a madman. It's going to be just like VGC, where first day of the month, everybody's rushing to get to Master because it's just going to be so much easier with everybody in the same playing pool. You're going to get people who don't deserve to be up there, going up there, shooting up, and you're just going to pass them. Easy peasy. And then you're in Master for the rest of the season.
Question is, will you actually play it, Mike?
Yes. This time around, absolutely. Ooh. Because there have been so many things that have been added to Pokemon Unite. Welcome to PokeSports, everybody. It's good to be here with all of you. This is a monumentous time for not only PokeSports, but just the Pokemon community, because Pokemon Unite has dropped a new trailer. This trailer had so much to it. And we made a video on it, but honestly, I don't even know if the video did it justice to how much how excited we are to actually be playing this game again. Or to continue playing this game, because we never really stopped. So,
and we wouldn't have even known about it unless we delayed this podcast 2 days like we just did.
Honestly.
This would have never happened.
One of the first times that we've ever delayed the podcast by this much. And for those of you who, you know, managed to pop in for the 10 minutes that we actually went live yesterday, it kind of changed PokeSports entirely. So today we're going to be talking about Pokemon Unite. We're going to be talking about PokeSports and our major change to the podcast. We're also going to be talking a little bit about TCG. That's going to be an interesting time. So strap in, because let's get it going. First off, let's get the PokeSports thing out of the way. So Sunday is when we usually record our podcast live. If you've never caught our podcast live, you can check out the VODs on youtube.com/PokeSports. We have been running this podcast as an audio and video medium for 94 weeks. And now, as of today, single tier, we're no longer going to be doing the podcast as a video medium. This is going to be an audio only podcast. So if you're not already subscribed, make sure you do that.
Kind of like what podcasts are.
Yeah, I mean,
we're going to do what podcasts do and be the dudes that podcasts are.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I mean, I feel like there are just things that we can't do live that we can just do in audio, because we always have to think of, well, how are we going to represent this? How are we going to show people this? You know, and then things break.
And then
they usually always break.
And then things break. So yesterday, one day after we had delayed the podcast already, we get on live and my camera starts freezing. And that's just one of the things that happens during live. And usually I'm able to fix it relatively quickly. But this time, 40 minutes later, still could not fix it. There were people waiting. There were people in the chat. People were so supportive. It was really cool to see. But eventually we just had to call it, because I didn't want to keep people waiting there. I didn't want to keep Kevin waiting there. And we had a really long talk after that of, like, is doing this live on video actually worth it? Is the effort that we put into it, does that help us or hinder us? Because for me, the chance of having technical difficulties, running the stream, setting things up, that takes a mental toll and it makes me less of a performer. And, you know, reviews had gotten to me for a little bit for over the past couple of weeks, talking about how, you know, my train of thought doesn't exactly connect all the time. And that's fair. But it's also because I'm running a thing live in front of a bunch of people.
People say I run meme teams. Y'all dumb. I don't run meme teams. Those are legit.
Those are legit.
Hey, man, I took Swampert to top 8 in Series 10. Get at me.
Exactly. Exactly. A meme team is only a meme team as long as it, like, doesn't work.
Yeah.
You can run a joke team and run a bunch of games with it, but if you've got, like, over a 60% win rate with a meme team, not a meme team anymore.
Yeah, that like, passes the threshold of a meme team.
Exactly.
And that's just reinventing the meta.
Yeah, that's called mixing it up. Exactly. You know, people who brought in a, I don't know, like a Stack Attacka early would be called kind of weird for doing that. And now Stack Attacka is everywhere. Serena at the very beginning. Absolutely. Nobody was bringing it. Now,
the first person to stick Scope Lens on Togekiss and go for Super Luck was scoffed at. Look at them now.
Look at them now. Chilling in their penthouse apartment. Sipping Mai Tais. On a hammock.
What's today's Pokemon? This episode's Pokemon.
Well, I'll tell you.
Did we do Gengar already? I feel like we didn't celebrate it.
Gengar's was last week. I'm so sorry. Yeah, that's right.
Did you see that Gengar Holloway?
Oh, my gosh! No. Okay. So, in Unite, first of all, it's a very sleepy day. Almost hypnotic. I just gave it away so badly.
Huh?
The Pokemon of the day.
Hypnotic?
Yeah.
Sleepy.
What's
today's Pokemon? What's today's episode?
95. Sleepy, Pokemon hypnotic. Puts you to sleep.
Hypno.
Well, what's before that?
Drowsy.
There you go. Happy drowsy day.
Is that really number 95?
That's number 95.
I'll believe it.
Really? Where do you feel it would be? Later or earlier?
I don't know.
Drowsy just doesn't live in the Pokedex for you?
I don't know. Why do I feel like Drowsy shouldn't belong next to Gengar?
That's true. I mean, I get that. I get that.
Whatever. I'll believe
whatever.
It.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's Drowsy Day. Congratulations,
guys. Happy Drowsy Day. Everyone go and get some extra sleep today. Lots of Pokemon that had to do with sleep. There's Slowbro, that whole line, Hypno. There's
still no Pokemon sleep, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still not here.
Because Hypno is just so irrelevant right now that, like, nobody even thinks about Pokemon sleep, because that's the perfect mascot for it.
Hypno, yeah.
Yeah. Hypno and Slowbro. Those are the two Pokemon that need to be the mascots for Pokemon sleep.
I feel like Slowbro never sleeps. Its eyes are just always open.
Oh, it's always drowsy, it's just... no pun intended. Oh, but it's never sleeping. It's an insomniac. Doesn't Slowbro have insomnia?
Yes, it does.
Ah. All right, we got fancy. There. So Pokemon Unite, new patch dropped today. New trailer had... it's Wednesday, so new patch is dropping today. The trailer was amazing, first of all. Showing off new skins, showing off the new Pokemon, Mamoswine and Sylveon. Showed off... What else did it show off? New skins.
It also... The trailer didn't show this off, but it was also mentioned that they're making the game less pay to win. They're adding game modes. They're balance changing. There's a bunch of, you know, Pokemon balances that we'll get into a little bit later. But honestly, the trailer was actually legitimate. It's making me more excited for a mobile release than I'd ever thought I'd be, because one, I'm never going to play the mobile, and two, I'm afraid of crossplay. I feel like my teammates are already bad. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like crossplay with mobile won't help that. No offense to mobile players, I'm sure y'all are great, but there's something about just going. I don't know. I don't understand it.
There's a lot of trouble that you can have with mobile these days. I mean, if people
feel like
don't
your
have,
inputs are slower,
probably
so much easier to click a button. You know,
I feel like that's how it goes. Like keyboard and mouse is probably the quickest input. Almost tied with controllers. Some people even, you know, function better off of controllers than they do off of keyboards and mice. But I feel like thumbs is the lowest on the totem pole there.
I think mouse and keyboard is accuracy. It's easier to aim than a controller. Controller, you got to work with a thumbstick, and those are finicky.
Yeah, yeah. But now you're taking away those index fingers from your R's and your L's. Mm. You're just putting that all on your thumbs. That's a lot of load for the thumbs to carry there.
We worry about carpal tunnel later, Mikey.
Yeah.
We don't worry about it now.
Oh, man. And the phone gets hot.
That is true.
When you play these mobile games, that phone gets hot. If you have the ability to get like some kind of phone controller, because those do exist, yeah. Highly recommend.
Or just buy a Switch.
Either buy a cover for $30 or go and buy a Switch for $300. Your choice.
Hey, they price dropped it in every other country except the United States to $250. So
head on over to Canada. We're good.
Head on over to Canada. Grab a Switch. Come back.
Exactly.
Break a leg. Get treated for free. Come back.
So one of the interesting things in Pokemon Unite is we had in, was it the Japanese trailer that this was shown? The high level timing stuff. In one of the trailers that wasn't the English trailer, if you pause it at just the right time, you could see a couple of different elements, right? On the top left, you could see a listing of all of the goals that were currently up. It was just 5 dots for purple and 5 dots for orange. And as you cleared a goal, those dots would slowly disappear. Mm-hmm. That, and at the top middle, it was showing a timer of 10:31, which I'm thinking might have been intentional. So that they can show people that there are game modes in development that have more than 10 minutes. Maybe it was like a dev god mode kind of thing where they were just showing off Pokemon. Cause Pokemon were all like fully evolved in like level 15, 13, whatever.
Yeah. That means they've been playing for a while. They've been playing for at least almost 10 minutes.
Yeah. If you've got a level 15 there, you're probably playing for 8 to 10 minutes already. Mm-hmm. So maybe this means that we're getting 20-minute games incoming. Maybe that's going to be a Switch-only thing. Maybe that's going to be a mobile-only thing. Who knows?
They did say that they were going to introduce new game modes, and one of the game modes was going to make it so that it is completely like fun for free to play for people that literally only want to play the game and not get items, because it was just going to eliminate items from the game, and you know you can play people there.
Yeah.
If they're doing that, they're probably releasing more game modes, and I think they might, you know, just update the custom games a little bit, because custom games exist, but they're just very not great.
Right.
So maybe they played around with that. Who knows?
Exactly. Now, they are going to be bringing in spectator mode, kind of a limited version of it. They're still working on spectator mode, which I respect. You got to get a good spectator mode in your game. If it's not fully ready, don't call it fully ready. They had a beta that came out in like early September for 2 days, and it was the most hype thing that I've ever seen in my life. I wish that they had kept that, because so many people would be making content over Pokemon Unite by now. But hey, we're okay.
I'll take the beta right now. Exactly. Just give me the beta. I'll be happy. That's good enough for me.
And last thing on Pokemon Unite. Well, let's talk.
I was going to say Sylveon. Yeah, Sylveon was kind of bonked. Yeah, the Sylveon and Mamoswine seem kind of bonkers. Sylveon specifically, there was 2 separate points of the English trailer,
yeah,
or the U.S. trailer where Sylveon cleaned a whole team.
Yeah,
that spooks me, man. And it like looks like it gets untargetable when it does this magical mystical fire move where it jumps above them and blows their health bar up with 5 fireballs. That's terrifying. We didn't get to see much of Mamoswine. I think the only confirmed moves we know of Mamoswine are Icicle Crash and.
You have to see like a stomp kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I guess that's earthquake.
Probably stomping. I was going to say stomping tantrum. Or earthquake, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It like charges forwards and knocks them up. I guess that's how it supports, because it was. I'm starting to think it's not supported, man. I can't believe in my mind that Mamoswine is a supporter. And I also can't believe that they're going to include another supporter in the game.
I don't see it.
They've already introduced 2. What else? How much more do you need?
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm excited for both of those. You know, that's kind of how the North American trailers go, though, right? It's all killer, no filler. They're trying to do like as much action as possible. So, of course, Sylveon has to run in and destroy an entire team. And it's like, oh, wow, this Sylveon can do some damage. Let's go.
They were all kind of like 12 HP.
Yeah, exactly. Everybody runs still with like a quarter HP, less than. It's like, what are you doing?
They're all like, hey, we got 5 ticks on a health bar. Let's do Zapdos.
Whoever was in the trailer competing could probably use a little bit of coaching. And we can do that for you now.
Hey, pokesports.org. Go to it.
Exactly. If you go to pokesports.org right now, you'll be able to see at the very top of the screen. First of all, you'll be able to see a brand new site if you haven't been there in the past 2 weeks. But you'll be able to see a little tab up there by the name of coaching. You can now go to that site, click on the coaching tab, and book a coaching session with either me or Kevin or both of us. Or neither of us. I mean, yeah. You know what? If you just want a like a PDF, we got you. It's fine. But no, you can actually book coaching with us now at pokesports.org. I'll have a better URL for you later, but honestly, we've just put that up, so we're still working on that. Bunch of other things on pokesports.org that we'll be talking a little bit about later, but in the meantime, we've also got some news about Pokemon TCG, which we've never really talked about on the podcast before. We like actively avoid it because we focus on the esports of Pokemon. That's why we're called Pokesports. If you didn't understand it, not a very difficult name. But now with Pokemon TCG Live, which will be replacing Pokemon TCG Online, we may just be able to migrate a little bit into Pokemon TCG. It looks like they're updating the UI. It looks like they're bringing over all of the cards from Pokemon TCGO, as well as updating with all of the current set cards. My question, and what will completely define whether we actually do it or not, is is there going to be proper matchmaking? Is there going to be like any kind of ladder on that makes it kind of worth playing outside of actual tournaments?
Is there going to be a purpose to this thing is what we want? Is there?
Yeah.
Because like a game with no rank system, a competitive game with no rank system, like what's the purpose?
Yeah. The nice thing is that it's mobile now. There was not a mobile TCG game before. And now there finally is, just after years and years, which means that now it's you know, highly possible that once we actually have like space in venues again, that we could have people running tournaments for Pokemon TCG live.
That might be kind of cool. Point, yeah. I'm curious as to why they didn't make it crossplay with Switch, but I'm sure they have their reasons. I feel like that would have been a very nice addition to the Switch. It's like another free-to-play game on Switch. I have a capture card. I don't have a capture card for my phone.
Yeah, I think...
Granted, I have a PC.
I think DCG's digital card games are apprehensive to put their games on Switch because of either the net framework or because of the payment system. I feel like not a lot of games have pay-to-win kind of mentalities, minus like
I could think of one,
Elements of Pokemon United. Exactly, right? But it's like, oh man, I feel like it doesn't mesh too well. Like Hearthstone never made it over to the Switch, still hasn't made it over to the Switch. People complain about that all the time.
I feel like Blizzard like holds on to their games though, right? They don't want to share that with many people.
No, they don't. They certainly do not. But either way, we have it for mobile and we have it for PC. If they are going to be bringing in tournaments or anything like that, then absolutely, we will probably be trying to get into it. Because that's an esport right there, folks. That's
actually an esport. It looks really cool. Like, graphically, it looks amazing.
It does.
I feel like a lot of people are upset because it's mostly just the graphical change. But I think they just didn't tell you guys everything. Relax.
That's the thing. Right. Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen. They won't even give you a release date. You already want them to tell you there's a ranking system.
I think a lot of people were expecting a lot from Live, especially the people who like found it on the newest set. They're like, oh, what's this? It doesn't say online. It says Live. They're changing it. What does that mean? They're going to have this and that and this and that. Like, imagine they said, before they gave you the Unite trailer, the first Unite trailer, which we just recently rewatched, that they're like, we're going to make a Pokemon MOBA. and that was all they gave you, mm-hmm. then everybody would be like, oh my God, that's amazing. That's going to have so much stuff. And then they showed the trailer and it's like, it looks absolutely terrible. Honestly, go back June 2020, IGN releasing the Pokemon Unite trailer. At one point, it looks like Charizard just straight up hugs Blastoise and the two of them move up and then they move down and that's seismic toss. That's how it looked when it first came out. And that video got destroyed because that was the first thing that they saw from a Pokemon MOBA.
They should not have released that when they released that. That game was not ready to be shown to the public when it was. No. And that shows with how long it took to actually release the final product and how different the final product looks compared to, you know, the first trailer.
For sure.
It's a wild difference. Like, I didn't actually know it was that big until I go back, look at it. I'm like, this game is so gray and dusty.
Yeah.
You know, like the map is so disheveled. And now you got like this crazy futuristic, I don't even know what it is. Stadium? I guess it's a stadium.
Yeah, it's like a futuristic like biome almost.
Yeah. So now it's like completely different.
Yeah. But, I mean, if they had given like the with the actual trailer too, that would have been perfect. But they gave like, they didn't give very much at all in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
They had to give people something to hope. This was like 4 months into COVID, less than. So it's like, don't worry about it. We're good.
Me and Mike have been like sharing a bunch of data mines for Pokemon Unite. This game is huge, man.
Yeah.
Apparently they added, without giving too much information, because it is a lot easier to data mine. It's a lot easier to data mine Unite because it's on mobile, because Switch is like, you know, super encrypted and stuff. And I'm following this guy that's just going so hard, and he's currently getting to the, he's checking to see if there are new Pokemon that are going to be released after Mamoswine and Sylveon. Obviously, I won't say what it is, but yes, and they have a bunch of data mine clothes, like a ridiculous amount. If you guys are in this for the drip, you got so many options now. Like, you're not going to have 600 socks in your inventory. You're getting some jackets, mm-hmm. you're getting some skirts, some pants,
you're
some shoes.
Look good.
You're going to look fresh.
Are we waiting for actually, the Unite X Supreme combo?
I think we should just have a top 5 tier list of all the Unite. Show us your drip. Give us your trainer cards. Actually work on it.
That feels like a nice like intermission on a stream. Just one day it's like, all right, fine. We hit a sub goal. Let's do a tier list for the best drip in Pokemon Unite.
I'll give Mike a little bit of a sample.
Give me that.
That's
sample.
A hat. That's a hat, Mike.
Oh, see that hat? My. That's a nice hat. Yo, that's sick, though.
And look at this outfit. It's like a Sylveon type outfit.
Ooh.
It's got some blue hair, a pink jacket. It's nice.
That's like the like Necro Kelly outfit right there. It's like the Necro Kelly. Well, I just mixed the alias and the last name. That's like a Rosemary Kelly, aka Necra, outfit right there. That's awesome.
No, these outfits super are cool. Really lit. Looks like they have like a themed outfit for every Pokemon.
Wow. Okay, so that's exciting. That's exciting for us. That comes out at 3 a.m. I believe, like in the next, you know, 6 hours for us. But when you guys are hearing this on podcasts, it should already be out. The new patch for Pokemon Unite, if we're correct in saying so. So get excited for that. Get hyped for that. It's going to be a fun time. Also, before we take a quick break, just want to let everybody know that we did do a podcast with one Goof GG. And if you haven't heard of Goof by now and you play Pokemon Unite, pay attention, because Goof GG is currently number 4. At the time of recording, was number 4 on the global ladder. His team, which consists of Indie Gaming and Lutano and a couple of other people, they all inhabit the top 5 or top 6 of Pokemon Unite. They're all on a team. They all play together and they just dominate the game. And there was plenty of super interesting stuff that he has to say. Lots of really cool takes that he has that honestly we just hadn't thought of. I'll give you one real quick. Kevin and I, we both had our minds blown at the fact that Zapdos, although it's incredibly strong, it's strong in ways that we didn't really think about. You go up to Zapdos, you start fighting it, you break it, and you know that everybody gets plus 20 orbs. If you're already sitting at 50 or 40 orbs, you'll hit your max, and then you'll drop the rest. And what that means is that the people who come in with zero orbs not only get their 20, but then they get to pick up all of the excess orbs from everybody else. So suddenly you have a bunch of people who have close to 50 who are able to go and score. Not only that, but it also stuns the entire enemy team, and it also makes you able to score goals immediately. And this is at 2 minutes, so all of the goals are double. So, you know, talking about how Zapdos just does maybe one too many things. And if you're a longtime listener of this podcast, you'll know that that is exactly my gripe with Dynamax as well. So. Mm-hmm. Seems like Pokemon is really going for their big swing mechanics this time around.
If you think about it, with Zapdos too, the 20 for five people, that's 100 free EOS energy you're given to a team.
Yep.
And then at finals stand, that's 200 free points.
Ugh.
And if you guys played any Unite, it's you gotta be stomping a game to be 200 points ahead, right? Yeah. Like that's a huge lead.
Yeah.
And the fact that one Zapdos can just give you 200 points theoretically immediately. That's spooky, man.
Yep.
That's not including the points you're already holding on to in your pockets.
Right. And it just makes it easier for those people to score with those points. It's just too much. It's just too much. But again, they say that they're looking into changing some mechanics. So it seems like Unite Team is listening, which is really cool to see. And like they're listening hard. They are making some major swing changes to make this a long lasting game. Then from then they just give little tweaks and add little Pokemon, and you know, it's a fun game.
Hey man, they gave us a spectator mode and the new timer. That's a lot more than Game Freak has done in 2 years. Thanks, guys.
You're asking of VGC.
Yeah, right. They're like, these Pokemon players, we like a timer. Let's increase it.
For real. Okay, let's take a little break. When we come back, we are going to be doing something that people have been requesting for quite a while, and that is some more team building. We're going to go into VGC. We've been talking about TCG and Unite. Let's cover some VGC as well. That and more when we come back. Just a second. And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go and do some VGC team building.
Mike sounds so excited.
I'm so excited. Honestly, I'm excited to team build. I'm always excited to team build. Right now, I am so hyped for Pokemon Unite. But it's okay. This is a good way of taking my mind off of it until tomorrow when I actually get to play. And y'all best believe that tomorrow night I will be streaming this. So
I was waiting for Mike's over deliver.
There it is.
Over promise. Oh,
here's my over promise. Tomorrow I will be streaming. It's less of an over promise and more of
by tomorrow. He means today. Cause you guys are listening
exactly,
to this tomorrow.
Exactly.
Wednesday, twitch.tv/pokesports. Now he has to do it.
I'm going to do it. I'm already doing it. By the time you're listening to this, it's PM. Why are you listening to a podcast in the afternoon?
They work nights, Mike.
That's fair.
Graveyard shifts.
Get going. Check if we're live. All right. So, weakness stuff. To make this team, I will be using the PokeSports weakness calculator, which, again, you can find on pokesports.org. We may have moved to a new site look, but we still do have the weakness calculator that you guys love and the damage calculator that you guys love. Big shout out to Mod Pierre for making that happen. Now, we have two different kinds of Pokemon that we're going to be looking into. We have one restricted and one not so restricted. We're looking into Pokemon that haven't really been used very much in the past little while, but are strangely kind of seeing use these days. Kevin, you have one for us.
Yes. So recently, not so recently for you guys, but the next team that I'm working on, spoilers, that you'll see on the channel in a couple of days after the Reshiram team, is Lunala. My games with Lunala have been going absolutely amazingly. So my thought process is, hey, why not build the Necrozma Dawnwings team instead of Lunala? They're very similar in the sense that they're both four times weak and they both have like the dumb ability that makes you take less damage. But the one thing about Necrozma Dawnwings that I enjoy is that it's slower, which means you can use it as a trick room mon. It also is tankier as well, which helps a lot with its four times weaknesses on top of your prism armor. And as a setter, like Necrozma Dawnwings and Necrozma Duskmane are two pretty much guaranteed trick room setters if you have them alongside a redirection, because you just can't KO them. It's like nearly impossible. So I want to try out Necrozma Dawnwings.
Okay.
Psychic Ghost type. I'm thinking I'm probably going to stick Trick Room on this thing. I'm probably going to go like Moongeist Beam, Meteor Beam with Power Herb. Ooh, I could do Expanding Force.
That's interesting.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we're having... That means we need a Psychic Surge user.
Are we bringing back Ndidi? Ndidi with the Trick Room?
No. We're going Lele.
Oh.
Because why not? This is my team. We're going Lele. I don't make meme teams.
It's so funny to me that we're not recording this anymore on video, because you were just bouncing around with that one. You're like, nah, you know what? I'm bringing Lele. We're gonna do it.
You know what? You know why we're bringing Lele? Because I was doing calcs today for another team I got both teams all the time. I got a YouTube channel,
of course.
I was building another team today, and I realized that in order, you know how like Pokemon, every Pokemon in their mother will carry a ghost type or dark type move right now for Calyrex Shadow. Indeedee female is one of those Pokemon. And I was calcing for it, and I was like, if I have Shadow Ball, I need to be quiet and max special attack. And I still don't have a guaranteed chance to Oko Calyrex. So it's like, let's just do Choice Scarf Lele, make it outspeed Calyrex by 1 point, and give it Shadow Ball.
A single point. Oh my
God. So, yeah. We got a Scarf Lele and a Necrozma Dawnwing so far.
Has this podcast made you a numbers freak, or have you always been like that?
I'm typically not super numbers freak. A lot of my sets are like brainless and 252, 252.
Right. But sometimes like you bust it out, eh?
When it comes to scarves, I feel like scarves are important to have a goal in mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to scarves, when it comes to swift swims, and when it comes to anything that boosts your speed, then you're obviously trying to outspeed something important.
Right.
I do the same thing with Kingdras. I have another team that I have with a Kingdra on it, and Kingdra's really fancy because there's a certain Eevee on Kingdra to make you outspeed Regieleki by one. And then you can use Icy Wind before they can use Electroweb.
Wow.
And then you get to slow them down before they slow you down, which is, could be very beneficial to you.
Totally game changing.
Anyway, back to this team.
So back to this team. So far, to give the people at home an idea, we have two total resistances, that being to Psychic. We have two total weaknesses, both of those being to Ghost, because we have Necrozma and Tapu Lele. So let's get going with the third one.
Ghosts. You know what I'm gonna say, Mike?
What are you gonna say?
You know what ghosts hate?
What do ghosts hate?
It's a certain cat.
Ghosts hate a cat.
Certain fire dark.
Oh no!
With intimidate and fake out.
I was so hoping to really quick think of a different fire dark type. And Houndoom.
Is that in the game?
I don't know.
Incineroar.
Okay, so popping Incineroar in, obviously wonderful Pokemon, just so good, defensively, offensively, type advantage. Oh,
intimidatingly.
I
will say this. I'll get mad when you call me out for meme teams, but you could call me out for Incineroar. Because hold on, Mike, I'll show you.
I think the Pokemon community just needs to be called out for Incineroar.
Because I was building a couple of teams today, and I'm not even kidding. This happened by accident. I'm about to show Mike a photo.
Oh, wow. I think I know what's coming.
Don't release... Don't tell them the teams. They're secrets.
I will not. But I will tell you the Pokemon that kind of overlaps there.
I accidentally put Incineroar in the same spot on all five teams.
Oh, my God.
Incineroar.
Wow. There's a couple Incineroars in this one. Wow, yeah. I mean, hey, it's a really good Pokemon. I think Pokemon in general needs to be called out. You know, there are people who listen to this podcast who are not into VGC and by such merit do not know that Incineroar is a monster.
It's very good. You should try it.
Very, very good. You should try it. I'm not sure if it's good in any format outside of VGC, but it's definitely good in VGC.
I'm pretty sure Incineroar is like, what? Are you in singles?
Yeah,
probably.
Something like that.
Something like that. Okay, what are we looking like now?
Looking better. Looking better. Everything's
should have fixed our ghost.
We're pretty even across the board now. A lot of resistances. We're still missing a ground rock bug resistance. We're missing a flying resistance, water, electric, dragon, fairy. Still missing all of those.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let's go this route.
Yeah.
If we're running Trick Room, I feel like we need redirection somewhere on the team, especially since we decided not to go in DD and we're going Lele instead. I'm gonna say let's enter the Amoongus factory here.
Here we go. Bring in the Amoongus
factory in here. There's our Rage Powder user. Look at that. We cleaned up so much by adding Amoongus. Honestly.
I almost don't want two
more Pokemon.
These are the four that you're bringing in every time anyway. You're going to be entering the field with Necrozma, Dawnwings, Tapu Lele, Incineroar, and Amoongus. Now, that said, there is a lack of a ground rock bug resistance still, lack of a flying resistance. However, I will say we haven't tripled up on any weakness yet. The only double weakness that we still have is from the very beginning with Ghost. Everything else is just one weakness.
I think that's kind of fine too, right? We just need a wide guard user and then Calyrex can't touch us.
Ooh. Is our team getting a little too defensive, do you think? No.
Not until I tell you what my next decision is for my wide guard user.
Okay.
Because we also, like, looking at the team, we hate Xerneas, so I think a stack attack is... It's kind of easy pick right here.
Oh, true. Yes. I almost forgot that we are doing Trick Room stuff.
Yeah, this is Trick Room. So this gives us a secondary Trick Room. It gives us Wide Guard. It also gives us Safety Goggles, Gyro Ball. And if we go the Lonely set, then we get Attack Boosts every single time. This does mess up our ground weakness a little bit, but I don't think that's too bad.
Give it an air balloon.
Make it float.
That's right.
Give Incin air balloon. They'll never see it coming.
Exactly. Float on in a stack attacker.
What do we actually need now?
It's fascinating because we still do not have a triple weakness anywhere across the board. We now have three Pokemon that are weak to multiple things. We've got two Pokemon that are weak to one Pokemon We have two Pokemon that are weak to fighting. We have two Pokemon that are weak to ground. We have two Pokemon that are weak to ghost and two Pokemon that are weak to water. So I still haven't tripled up on any yet. Personally, and the reason I keep saying that for people who are listening is personally, I don't like it when one team has three or four potential weaknesses to something, because then you're just asking to get swept by a certain move.
Mm-hmm. Well, thankfully with the fighting thing, Stagger doesn't like fighting types, obviously, but with Necrozma and Lele quad resisting and Necrozma being immune to it does. I don't think I care about fighting too much. It's more the ground that I'm worried about.
Mm-hmm.
I have a fear of the ground. I also don't have a water type, but I don't think there's any relevant water flying types that I really want to add here. Hey, what about Rotom Wash?
Rotom Wash?
It floats. It's a water type. Does Rotom still see play? Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, forgot about it.
Probably not. Yeah, that's true.
If we're not doing Rotom Wash, we should do like another offensive water type, because I feel like water offensively is going to be very good. Maybe Urshifu, maybe Dracovish. We have other options. But I guess this last spot is kind of a toss-up. Our core is already defined, right? Our core, the Necrozma, Lele, and Cinnamon Gastaca is the core. This last one's kind of a filler slot.
A little bit. What if we tossed in a popular Trick Room, like Pokemon? Say, I don't know, Glacier?
Oh, that's fair, too. That's another fighting weakness, though.
That's another fighting weakness, yeah. Do I care though? We're bringing in a Necrozma that like almost every single time.
Maybe we don't care, and I don't think we care about Intimidate too much because we have Necrozma and Lele as our special attackers.
Right.
Ensign doesn't really care either. Ensign just leaves imparting shots over and over.
Mm.
That's a fair one. Now, you don't have to always play to the weaknesses, you know.
Yeah, and I mean Necrozma Dawnwings is the special attacking variant of the two Necrozma forms, so
yeah,
wouldn't hurt to have another physical attacker in there. My other alternative was Urshifu Rapid Strikes, but in a Trick Room setting, I don't know if you necessarily would want it, but this kind of gives you the out option of like, I'm not using Trick Room, so might as well bring that
just
in.
Like Urshifu also does deal with like Landorus very well, which would be an issue for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like Landorus Incarnate would spook this team, but Urshifu can just be like, nah.
Exactly.
Like knocking out.
We kind of cover our bases really well with Urshifu Rapid Strikes as well.
You know what? We're doing Urshi.
All right.
We don't want to make an accidental meme team.
It hurt you. That hurt you.
It hit me right where it hurts.
Yikes. Okay, cool. Well, then what I'll do, I'm going to save this as a screenshot. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to use this set of a team, you'll be able to. I'll put it in the show notes. All right. So that's one team. I feel like we have time for maybe one more.
I'm done.
And the team that I wanted to do involved not a restricted Pokemon, but one that I've been seeing often enough for me to be like, what is going on? And that would be Araquanid.
Mike famously said, why are people using this Pokemon?
Why are people using this Pokemon?
Exactly. Are you actually aware of what Water Bubble does? I don't know how popular Araquanid is in singles.
No, I have no idea why people use Araquanid.
So what Water Bubble does is that it reduces fire type moves by half and raises water type moves by double in damage. So it's like having a free thick club on your Marowak. It's pretty useful.
Oh.
That's why like Liquidation from Araquanid hurts a lot. It doesn't have a lot of attack, but when you double that, it gets ridiculously high.
Interesting. Okay. All right, well, cool. Then let's use an Araquanid here. So typing wise, we've got a bug water on our team, which I'm not too used to bringing bug Pokemon these days, but we're gonna do it.
The water complements it a little bit. I mean, you don't have the weakness to grass, which is nice.
That's true. That's true. Now, if we're thinking, say, cores, what would be a good core that Araquanid fits in.
Probably a standard grass, water, fire.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say this, but
are you gonna say Kyogre?
No, that'd be overkill. That'd be like a rain Trick Room team. That'd be a little hard, I think.
Yikes.
That'd be a little rough. No, I think Araquanid can kind of serve on its own and then just act as a counter to Kyogre if they decide to bring the Ogre.
Okay.
I was going to say Grass, Water, Fire with Incin and... like maybe Incin Rilla or Incin Amoongus. But we already did Amoongus.
You know, I do think that we're always going to be bringing an Incineroar.
Yeah, I mean, let's get it out of the way here now, folks. Like,
So we've got an Araquanid and Incineroar already. That makes us very weak to rock type moves. A single rock slide will wreck our day.
That's fair. Single rock slide. Things that resist rock.
Well, I'm thinking more things that can take out a Landorus, because Landorus is going to be the one that's doing that often, right?
Could be Landorus, could be Staka, could be...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Urshifus carry rock slide nowadays.
Yeah,
I know. Also, we're going to have to consider Trick Room here as well, because Araquanid is very slow. So I feel like a Trick Room setter is also going to be...
Oh, Araquanid is so slow.
Oh, yeah, very slow.
Base 42? What?
Yeah, people would love to use this thing against Rhyperior when Rhyperior was good.
Yeah, I guess so. That makes sense. So are we setting up a Trick Room then? We're always setting up a Trick Room, right?
Yeah, I think definitely we're going to need a setter and a redirector somewhere here.
Okay. So a setter and a redirector.
What about this? What if we go... We go with the Ndidi this time.
Okay.
For our redirector. We go Staka for our setter. And then we go Calyrex Shadow for our restricted. So we kind of have both modes going. And then the last could be filler.
Interesting. Okay, and so
how are these looking?
Looking at this right now, we've got two weaknesses to fighting, two weaknesses to ground, two weaknesses to rock, two to water, and two to dark. Meanwhile, we resist psychic and ice. Three Pokemon resist psychic and ice.
We also have a lot of immunities on this team. Which is weird. We do.
We have five immunities on this team. Yeah. What? we're switching a lot.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of pivot here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not bad. I mean, the thing with Araquanid is that technically it's resistant to water severely.
True.
I do think our team is slower than it is faster. Yes. So maybe this last spot can either be another fast mon so Calyrex doesn't feel alone. Because the thing with Calyrex, and the reason why I think this is going to work, is because Calyrex is going to enter the field, going to do its kabloosh, and then die. And then after that, that's where you go Trick Room.
Okay.
That's my thought process.
So I was going to say Rillaboom, but personally, I don't like bringing both the grassy terrain and the psychic terrain.
On the same team? Yeah, that's
on the same team. So maybe this might be the time to bring in Entei?
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
In my brain, Entei and Incin do similar things.
Yikes. Yeah, you're right.
I think we need, whatever it is, we're going to need to probably finish our grass, water, fire core off and then have it be a fast grass type or a grass type that's faster than normal.
That kind of sounds like Whimsicott.
Kind of does sound like Whimsicott. But also, do we have an assault vest anywhere? We do have fake out in the Incin. We don't have assault vest anywhere, no. I don't think. What about our friend that we could do Serena. I was thinking Serena, but we could also do Kartana is what we talked about Kartana not being used and us not understanding why. Maybe it's time to understand why.
Okay. Yeah. I can get that. So we've got a Pokemon that's like super, super fast in this world of Trick Room users. So we wouldn't necessarily bring Kartana on the same team as a Trick Room user, or would we?
We could. Like the thing is,
you can get a good initial hit off with it.
The Trick Room is there for speed control. We only use it when we have to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to super commit to it. I mean, this is also another way to say that, hey, maybe we could just do Serena. Could and be. Then just have no fake outs against us and no priority against us. I mean, we already have the Ndidi, so it might be doubling up, but you got to make sure you definitely don't get sucker punched.
Right. I mean, thinking about Ndidi and Serena, I feel like you wouldn't want to bring both of them at the same time.
Yeah, it almost seems unnecessary.
Right.
It's like overkill.
Might be. But also, Serena's a good way
to... You can't turn off Queenly Majesty. That's a good thing.
Right.
I mean, I guess you can, but no one uses Weezing.
And that was kind of what I was going to say, is for people who bring in like Rillaboom to take away Psychic Terrains, now you still have that priority denial from Serena.
It's not a bad decision, I don't think. It also does put us in a better... This team loves Kyogre because we have Araquanid and Serena. Like,
right.
Kyogre does nothing but help our team. Last little thought bubble that I was going to say. It was Lurantis.
If we wanted to
commit fully to Trick Room. Lurantis is actually kind of used right now for Trick Room teams. Lurantis and Calyrex are best friends. Just superpower contrary with a Solvest is really good. It also gets a nice slash and leech. Leaf Blade. But this is if we're committing fully to Trick Room, because Lurantis is another slow one.
Right. I don't really want to commit fully to Trick Room.
Yeah. Regardless of what you guys decide, this last spot is going to be a grass type, is what we've already decided.
Right. Exactly.
Because every single time Mike has inputted one of the Pokemon that I'm mentioning, the weaknesses stay perfect.
That's actually true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Either way, you just want to put a grass Pokemon in there and you'll be good. Total weaknesses right now. We only have two weaknesses as our top amount there. Two to fighting, two to flying, two to poison. Fighting, flying, ground, rock, bug, water, and dark all have two weaknesses. Then we have poison, ghost, fire, electric, and ice all have one weakness. Now, I'll say that with the caveat that obviously this doesn't account for Pokemon that run like coverage moves. Obviously, they can run coverage moves that aren't on their stab, but so there
like
may
Shadow
be Pokemon.
Ball and Didi.
Exactly, right? So there may be Pokemon that you know fully counter the ones that you use, but at least for stab, you're running the numbers, stab, same type attack bonus. You're running the numbers in such a way that you aren't going to get stab murdered too often.
In an alternate universe, I would love to have room on this team for a Lilicole. I feel like Lilicole is super underrated right now.
Oh, what?
You an eruption, a Lilligant and Torkoal.
Oh,
it's kind of like Vileplume. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
You remember Vileplume Torkoal? Lilligant was added to the game since that, and Lilligant is faster and gets fun moves like after you and Chlorophyll and goes very fast. Could come in handy, man. I mean, just when you get an eruption going that fast in, that's terrifying.
Interesting. Interesting. Also, I have not ever seen a Lilligant.
I haven't seen it yet either. I haven't seen it yet either, but you know what? I feel like there's room for it.
Wow.
Especially on Trick Room teams.
Pokemon of the day, that's going to be Lilligant. Lilligants usually run a focus. You remember this? Lilligants usually run a focus sash with After You, Sleep Powder, Protecting Leaf Storm. Teammates usually are Torkoal, always running Chlorophyll. You are never running not Chlorophyll. Don't. Just listen to me. Don't. Typically, you want to go full speed, full special attack. That's just what you want to do. It's timid. Make him hit hard.
Hit him restricted hard with the leaf stone. Calyrex ice.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. And that's it. We've made two
podcast.
Teams. I'm going to screenshot this one as well. I'm going to put this one in the show notes. So make sure you go and check those out. A couple things that you can check out this week. Again, go and check out our new website at pokesports.org. New look, new feel, bunch of new stuff on that, as well as our coaching for Unite and VGC. VGC is just Kevin, though, so you won't be able to hear my lovely voice. Coach you, sorry. Oops.
You get my high-pitched one instead.
That's the Wait. One. Also, there is a new item on the Pokesports merch store right now, part of our Legendary collection. It's a beautiful hand-drawn logo from a person that I know.
It was me.
It was Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. need to find out what they want to be referred to when I talk about the artwork. I'm just realizing this now. But anyway, thank you very much for making that. Go and check us out on YouTube. We're still putting out videos there, although we are not putting out the podcast on the YouTube channel anymore. There is still plenty of stuff that you can see over at youtube.com/pokesports, as well as twitch.tv/pokesports, where I will be playing Pokemon Unite with the new patch if it's out tomorrow night or tonight by the time that you listen to
it. Go follow it so you don't miss it.
Exactly. Go and follow. Kevin, you got anything to shout out this week?
It was going to be the Twitch, but you did that already.
Oh, sweet. Sweet. I wanted you to find something else while I just log into Patreon so I can go and shout out our amazing patrons as well. Patreon.com/PokeSportsPodcast is the place that you got to go for that, where we have our monthly league still. That one's just going to be ending in the next little bit.
Did we decide what we're doing next month?
No, I don't think we have.
Finalized? I know you had like a... an open into the public idea. I don't know if we decided yet.
So here's the thing that we're thinking about, and I'll give you a little sneak peek. We're thinking about opening a full tournament to the masses. Paid entry, but also with paid prizing. Now, what that'll mean is that obviously the league will not be running because we, you know, don't have the bandwidth to be running two tournaments over the course of a month. But what I want to offer to the patrons is free entry for anybody who is a patron of any tier, just like usual. So for the patrons, nothing would be different, but then we'd be opening that up to everybody else as well. So TBD on that. I still need to iron out some of the details. The mods and I are going to be working on that for the next little bit, but you should be able to see that by the end of the month, if not the start of October. Meanwhile,
if you're not a patron, become a patron, because then you get the tournament and a free peach.
That's right. That's right. Every week we
might
do
as well.
a PokeSports post game where we just kind of chat and keep up with each other. All right. I want to thank some amazing patrons here, such as Matthew H, Corey, Carlo H, Scott D, King Boo, Martine, Ahmed, Greg T, Make It Totter, PA, Ryan G, Ryan W, and of course, Soen. I want to give a big shout out to our mods, Mod Pierre, Mod Tofu, Mod Lupus, for doing so much while we pivot all over the place. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And a big shout out to all the listeners who are still listening on podcast providers. You guys are amazing. You can find us wherever you find your podcasts. Again, make sure you go and check out Goof GG's podcast from before if you missed it. It's a very, very good episode. Kevin, got anything to say before we go?
Yeah. Same 500 of you watch our podcast. Go tell a friend. They'll get 1,000 people in here.
There you go. All right. Well, we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
Leave a review. Bye. A nice one. Don't say I need meme teams, please.